We are looking at the Svasemes to Shnas Tuf Reish Lamed He, second paragraph, second piece of Shnas Tuf Reish Lamed He. These editions of the Svasemes, it's page 12 on the bottom. So Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the people where we went wrong in the Midbar. That is the introduction to the entire Sefer of Dvarim, but certainly to the Parsha. He is telling us gently, with hint, with remez to the various places where we weren't quite appropriate. Barava, Mal Suf, Bein Paron, Bein Teufel, V'Lavon, V'Chatzei Rois, V'Dizahov. And then he describes how, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that we should go into Eretz Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, Nishlucha Anoshim Lufaneinu V'yachbru Lonu Es Haaretz, that we should send the Meraglim. V'yitav Be'enai Hadavar, Moshe says, I thought it was a good idea. It was good. So, the Medrash Sifrei, it's quoted by Rashi, V'hikshu Lama Amron B'teichachos. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu include this? The fact that he thought it was a good idea to send Meraglim doesn't belong in the Teichachos, in the chastisement. He's rebuking Bnei Yisrael and reminding them of their mistakes. But this is his mistake. It's his mistake to have thought that sending Meraglim is a good idea, that it's a davar tov. So, of course, Rashi says, quoting the Medrash, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, if I would have said no, you would have thought I'm hiding something. When somebody wants to buy something and they say, can I try it out? So you have to say sure. Because if you say no, I'm sorry, I don't want you to try it out, they're gonna back out and won't buy it. So therefore, while I was hoping, after I would say, sure, let's send Meraglim, you would feel more comfortable and confident, more trusting in Hashem, and you would say, yeah, we really don't have to. But it didn't work out that way. However, the Svasemes is taking a completely different track. Aval nira ki gam al ze haychichon shegarmu lihiyos hutav gam be'enav. He is blaming the Jewish people for his not having understood that it's something terrible and that he should somehow persuade Am Yisrael, let's not send Meraglim. That it's because of them and because they didn't have sufficient emuna b'Hashem, he too didn't see clearly. He too didn't have that sufficient sense of what we need to do.
And they never have come to that.
But because of Bnei Yisrael, he himself did not see as greatly and as acutely as the danger of sending Meraglim was, he didn't perceive it fully. Had he would have said, let's not send Meraglim. And it would not have been Tov Be'enov. The fact that it was Tov Be'enov was because of the spiritual weakness in Klal Yisrael, which was reflected in his weakness and in his lack of sensitivity and of acuity in his understanding of what is not toiv. D'chsiv eicha eso levad yitarchachem masachem verivchem. Pirush Rashi, Hei remeschem al dayanechem means, as Rashi explains, if we do something that's inappropriate, that we purposely or accidentally, chas v'shalom, take someone else's money. So the punishment is not so severe. It's paying back the money, maybe kefal. But if a dayan makes that mistake, so in the words that Rashi quotes, Rashi says, it's so severe,
with
any other judge in any other civilization or society, he, the judge, can get away with so much. Ani im chayavti mamon shloi kedin nefashas ani nitva. If it's going to cost me my life, the dayan is in such a position. He's so vulnerable because what he does and how he treats the people is so important. They are above him, so to speak, and he has to treat them as they are his master. And that at pain of death. He says in the name of the Chidusherim, ki adayonim tuluyin b'ma'asei hen shel Yisrael. That what's behind all this and what it means when it says, heirim eschem al dayonechem, it means that you, Am Yisrael, are the ones to decide by virtue of how you behave and how you feel. How virtuous are your dayanim? If your dayanim are going to be great and honest and the wisest, finest men, or even they, as hard as they'll try, won't have the wisdom, they won't see, they won't have the vision, and they won't have the depth and clarity of understanding. And that will be a reflection of the Jewish people. The dayanim are only as good, or there's a correlation between how good the people are and how good the dayanim will be. And how upstanding they'll be, and how wise they'll be, and how much gift of wisdom Hashem Yisbarach will give them. Shlomo HaMelech was in that kind of a relationship with Klal Yisrael. It wasn't by accident that the smartest, wisest Melech was Shlomo, because that was the heyday of the Jewish people. The Beis HaMikdash was built, and it was Ish Tachas Gafno Tachas Tainosay. It was the heyday of Am Yisrael, and Am Yisrael was in its spiritual zenith. So Memela, Shlomo HaMelech, is given this vast capacity, this chachma, such that he was a chacham mikol adam. So the dayanim are a reflection; they are tluy and they are dependent b'maasei in shel Yisrael, very much like when Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai. Leich reit kishiches amcha, the Torah says. And Chazal explained, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, you can't be up here on Har Sinai in the heavenly Velten, in the other worlds, with your people not deserving that any of them should be here with me. Because they have kishiches amcha, therefore, lech reid. You can't be up here. V'lochein, kishehoye Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom ba'atzmai manig hakol, so before the Shivim Zakenim joined him, hoye chet shalahem nageya gamboy. Therefore, whatever was a weaker aspect of Klal Yisrael affected him. Meaning he could not see, he could not feel, he couldn't understand as well as he otherwise would have, had Bnei Yisrael been better. So because they didn't, Am Yisrael didn't understand how wrong it would be to send Meraglim, Moshe Rabbeinu also lacked a completely clear vision of how wrong it would be to send the Meraglim. That's because the Chet Shelahem was Nogea Gam Boy. L'chein hamid sarim kiniskele'el. That's why he said, let it not be that I myself, Echa Esel Avadi, because everything that you, Klal Yisrael, might be weakened by in your own lack of faith or your own lack of trust will weaken me. If there are Shivim Zakenim, then it won't be as much of that weakness affecting me alone. L'chein hemet sarim k'nizkel elu b'kan k'siv v'tikrivun elai kulchem pirish Rashi b'irvuvya. All of them came. The Nisiyim came. The Zakenim came. B'irvuvya. That means they were pushing each other. They were not coming with a sense of respect for one another. They came, so to speak, as a mob. V'l'chein shehoyu kulam boyim elov. They all came. There were no Zakenim aside from Moshe Rabbeinu. So they all came and said, Nishlecha Anoshim Lefaneinu. And that's the problem. They all were clamoring for the wrong thing. And it was that kind of weakness in Klal Yisrael which meant that their leader, Klal Yisrael's leader, will have a similar weakness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to grant him the greatest measure of spiritual heights, knowledge, ability, clarity, if his people don't propel him to that height of knowledge and clarity, understanding. Therefore, Garmusha Hutav Be'enov, that's what caused that he should think that sending Meraglim is okay. That's why he includes it in the Teichacha, because he says that it's our fault, yours and mine together. You all have to know. Shemaisov Magiin Gam Lemanhigim, Hen Lamata Hen Lamala. That what we do makes a difference to whether we have Manhigim who are able to accomplish huge accomplishments for our sake and lead us with greatness and with tremendous chachma and with tremendous God-given inspiration to lead us, or not. Lamala or lamata. Lamata hen lamala. Excuse me. Hen lamata hen lamala. Val yidei ze yishmar maisov kiroi. So we need to know. We need to watch ourselves. It's amazing to think about the Sfasemis, this great towering giant of a leader and thinker, saying to his people, we're in this together. You look to me, and he was a giant, right? You look to me, and I should be the leader, and I should be the guide, and the mentor, and the Rebbe, but I'm only as good as you will allow me to be. If you, the people, Klal Yisrael, are going to be great, then the Manhigim are going to be greater. Or not, if you're not. In the next piece, he says, he's talking to the Dor that's going into Eretz Yisrael. Aside from Kalev and Yehoshua, they're all gone. They're gone. They've passed away. They're gone. Not one of them is left. So what is he busy telling them about the chatoim that they didn't do? Ki kol dar tzarech letaken chet hador shekodim lahen. Every generation, every dar has to be metaken, has to try to mend and fix and better in those areas that their predecessors, that their forebears were weakest in. They need to say that Klal Yisrael's weakness is our weakness, and if Klal Yisrael had a weakness in the previous dor, that's where we need to strengthen our dor and make up for what was the weakness of the previous dor. Ki kemoy she'hem yorshim zchus dor hakoidim she'nichu lahem. Everybody says zchus avos, the zchus of my father, the zchus of the zayde. So just like we have zchuyos, we have great merit that we inherit from the dor before us. And the day rise before us, l'chein heim b'mekaymam l'takin chetam. Similarly, the other side of the coin is that we have to be there to be metakin the chatoyim of that previous dar as well. You can't just say, well, I'm riding their coattails, we have the schuyas of the previous dar. You do, but you also have the takanas that you should make for what was not the strength of the previous dor. Let that be part of the strength of this dor. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I expect the Avayin Avayis to be corrected by the Banim. Certainly in the case of Banim who might continue with those Chatoim. Then we'll be indeed taken to task severely. If we are Oichzim B'maisa Avayisainu, if those Maisim were not correct, V'lachain Isa. That's why Yerushalmi says, Kol dor she'ein beis hamikdash nivna b'yamav. In any generation, and in every generation that passes, and the beis hamikdash is not rebuilt in our time, it is ki lunechrav b'yamav. It's as if le'aleinu the beis hamikdash has been destroyed in our time. Why? What did we do? Because if we would have been metakin the chatoyim of the previous dor, and that previous dor had been metakin the chatoyim of the previous dor to theirs, prior to their dor, hoya nivne miyad, Beis HaMikdash would be built right away. So here he brings in what's so relevant to our time and to this time of the year, to Tisha B'Av, and says that Am Yisrael's shared responsibility, the mutual load we bear together, is not just today's load, but we bear a load across the span of time. So that if the load that we bear is not borne properly by the previous door, let it be borne properly and picked up by our door, so that we can arrive, Emir Tzashem, to Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And finally, in the next piece, which is the last piece of Shnas Tov Reish Lamed Hei, Vayhi Ba'arboim Shana, Pasuk says that it was the 40th year after you left Mitzrayim. Ba'ashtei Asar Chodesh Be'echad LaChodesh Diber Moshe El B'nei Yisrael Kichol Asher Tziva Hashem Oisei Aleihem. Moshe Rabbeinu tells them Kichol Asher Tziva Hashem Oisei Aleihem. So the Kichol means not just everything, but like everything, which means or hints to the fact that this is a repetition, that this is Mishnah Torah. The Sfasemis is the Isa B'Gemara, Ein Adam Oimed Al Das Rabbi Ad Arboim Shana. A person doesn't fully understand and realize what his Rebbe has been telling him all these years, Ad Arboim Shana, till it's 40 years later. V'chol Yemei Dor HaMidbar, all of the days of the Dor HaMidbar. Hayukala diburim mimoish Rabbeinu Olav Shalom lahamshich liban shel Yisrael elav. Therefore, for 40 years, Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to get Klal Yisrael to a place where they can understand what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying. Fully integrate, fully internalize the messages that Moshe Rabbeinu has been sharing since he started speaking to them. Because they're going to be oimed, meaning they're going to gain a footing in the world of understanding of what Moshe Rabbeinu has been saying when they finally reach this year, this 40th year. And this is very much like what Moshe Rabbeinu says later on.
Here.
Right. Later, much later in Chumash Devarim, he says to Klal Yisrael, "V'loy Nosan." Hashem lochem leiv l'das ve'inayim l'rois ve'oznayim l'shmoya ad hayoim hazeh. So there Rashi says l'hakir es chasti HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'lidoveg boy, but that v'lidoveg boy, how are they going to be l'dovek boy? That's through Moshe Rabbeinu. And the reason that it didn't happen until then is because you can't be oimid al das rabcha until you've reached that 40-year mark. Ein odom oimid al das rabbi ad arboim shan. So therefore, he says, v'chol yimei dor hamidbar hayu kol hadiburim mimoshe Rabbeinu olav shalom lahamshich liban shel Yisrael elav. He's not only trying to get the message across, he's trying to get it to them where the message will be in its full and complete nature, in all of its flavor and character, known and understood and absorbed and completely internalized by Klal Yisrael. And that can't happen until the 40th year. Ad arboim shana, she'oz niskarvu elav karoi, they are close enough to him, she'yuchal ledabri mohem mamish k'chol asher tziva Hashem. So that's what the Sfasemis is saying here. K'chol ha-shetziva Hashem oisei aleihem means that now he's able to say it And he's going to repeat it all, because now when he says everything and repeats everything, all of what he has been saying and now will say again will be heard in a way they never heard until now. Will be absorbed and internalized in a way that Klal Yisrael was not capable of internalizing until now. Now it'll be Kechol Asher Tzivei Yoseh Aleihem. Now it'll be the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to be heard. It'll be like he, Moshe, heard it. Because now they're able to be Omid al Das Rabbah. Fantastic idea.
Paradoxically, though, it's not the same generation. It's not quite the same people. The women and the young kids
don't think he's talking about
that. And they heard, but they were less than 20. They were less than 20. So there are those who
there were those
who were less than Ben Esrim Shana who were there. From Yitzchias Mitzrayim. They were just not Esrim Shana.
They wouldn't all be 40. The thing doesn't work out when you think about it. They wouldn't all have 40 years.
No. Of course not. But the Klal Yisrael has 40 years. V'lechein, Chazar Imayam, Ata Kol HaTorah. So now he repeats the entire Torah. V'zeh shenikra Mishnah Torah. Al pimasha shamati me'adoni avi zikni moedev Rebbe Zal. He says in the name of the Chiddush Yerim, perish mash amru chazal kichaloisai l'daber itai. That when Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai, the Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the luchos. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was repeating. The Dabar Ita means Shehayim Moshe Shemeya Mipi Agvura V'Chayzrin V'Shaynin Es HaHalacha Shneim Yachad. The Medrash Rabba says, Rashi quotes him. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying it over and over for himself, for his own sake. Malamet Shechazru V'Shaynin Nadibur Ayin Shem Barashi U'Perish She'inyin. The idea is Ki Lo Yehoye B'Kayach Moshe Rabbeinu Ala V'Shalom Lahasig Dibur Hashem Yizbarach Mamish Kifi Kayach HaMashpiyah Kivayocha. Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to understand the Torah the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to understand the Torah, with the full effect of who's teaching him the Torah, the full effect of Hashem Yisbarach's teaching, with the full effect of the Mashpia, which is the Rabbeinu Shlel, Kivayoch. In other words, he wasn't able to grasp it and have a sense of what Hashem Yisbarach is saying that is as clear as Kivayochel it is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. L'chein chazer HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'shona imay ba'oitzei ha'soga shehisig. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu reviewed, chazered, if you will, with Moshe Rabbeinu, k'dei sheyia ha'soga soy mamish k'mamar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that Moshe Rabbeinu would have the fullness of the understanding of what he's hearing, so that he would be able to say it as if it is Hashem who's saying it. And the fullness of understanding would eventually come to Klal Yisrael, but after 40 years. V'cheinu inyan kan, sh'bnei Yisrael lohoyu yecholin gam kein lahasig kifi hasagas Moshe Rabbeinu olav v'shalom. Klal Yisrael wasn't able to understand it like Moshe understood it until now. L'chein chozer v'shoni imoyim ato kifi koyach hasagasam. So now he repeats it and learns it again with them. But now, since it's a repetition, and they've been in the Midbar 40 years, and they're being lifted to, and have come to the Madrega of being Omid al Das Rabban after 40 years, so therefore, Af al pi kein ksiv kuchal ashativo Hashem oisei aleihem, ki amdu ato al Das Rabban kemoshe kasafti. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to be able to be Omid al Das Rabbo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mashpia, and that's why he was repeating and repeating and repeating. And then for the people to reach Moshe Rabbeinu, meaning to reach Moshe Rabbeinu's grasp, to reach Moshe Rabbeinu's depth and fullness of understanding, that didn't come until now, until Arboim Shana. Zehu shekasev eila hadvarim. Eila hadvarim, Chazal always say, when it says ve'eila, so then it's ma'isef halinyan rishon. When it says eila, pasul asarishayin. So why would it say eila hadvarim and not ve'eila hadvarim? Because here, shehadiburim ato, these words now, this Mishnah Torah, ha'yubayfen ha'ma'ula yaser. This is different than any other teaching that Bnei Yisrael ever heard from Moshe, with a clarity and understanding like Moshe's himself. Yosef mikaydem arba'im shana, more than it was ever understood by them during the previous 39 years. Kiniskalel. Now we should be zeicher, all of us with Mishnah Torah, to have the next kufa of this chumash lift us and bring us to the greater and higher understanding of the Torah, like the great heights of Torah understanding as they were reached by Klal Yisrael at that time, by Arvos Mayav.
Amen.